This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Welcome to All Sides with Amy Jurevich. This is our spring membership drive. More on that in just a moment. Wouldn't it be nice to not have to go to the grocery store for your fruits and vegetables? Well, spring is here, and there is no better time to grow your own fresh produce right in your own backyard. From dill, parsley, and sage, to cabbage, onions, and kale, and of course, tomatoes, peppers, and lettuce, and more, you can grow it all close to home. Here with us to walk through how to get the best results is Katie Carey, owner and founder of Columbus Foodscapes. Welcome to All Sides, Katie.
Thanks so much for having me, Amy.
We are sprouting into a new season today on All Sides, and we're going to talk about, in a minute, a special workshop just for WOSU members. But before we talk about that workshop, I want you first to tell me about the name of your business, Columbus Foodscapes. What's a foodscape?
Yeah, great question. So a foodscape is a landscape that produces food. So typically, lots of people think of things like farms. Sometimes they can look a bit messy. We tend to take the opinion that foodscapes should be both abundant as well as really beautiful. So what my company does is we create raised bed vegetable gardens that are really pretty and beautiful and align really well with your space and your landscape, as well as design and install in-ground spaces that are also abundant as well. So things like berry patches, fruit trees, things you didn't even know we could grow here, like figs and perennial brassicas and all sorts of other things.
Now, Columbus Foodscapes, you offer classes for home gardeners, and you say that the classes are, you know, whether you haven't grown anything before at all or you already have a garden, you can help either way. You can help get started or you can help, you know, improve what's going on, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we help folks at all different levels. One of the beautiful things about gardens is that they are living projects. So no matter if you have killed every tomato plant you've ever tried to grow, or if you, you know, have six beds in your backyard and you just want to really take it to the next level and grow as much as possible, we're there to support that journey.
Now, vegetable gardens became much more prevalent during the pandemic as families looked for like a home-based activity. So there was quite a spike in people trying to become gardeners. Have you seen that continuing? Do you find a lot of people created pandemic gardens? Do they keep them up?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I actually started my business during the pandemic, which was funny. I found that because I was a master gardener and a master urban farmer, I had all this experience in growing food and working on organic farms. So many of my friends and family were coming to me and saying, hey, what do we do with this raised bed in our backyard? You know, at that point in time, everybody either wanted to try sourdough or try a vegetable garden. And I'm a terrible baker, so vegetable garden it was. And everybody was coming to me, and I realized that there was a real need for it here in Central Ohio. And what I'm finding and continuing to find is, yes, lots of people started these gardens during the pandemic, had a lot of time and energy to put into them. And then, you know, as life picked back up, we're going back to the office, things are getting busier, folks are really wanting additional support and to really make sure that their garden still looks beautiful and continues to be really beautiful.
I know. How can you make it a little bit easier?
Yes.
Yes, make the garden a little bit easier.
Yes.
A little less maintenance, but still, I mean, getting in there, having a garden is wonderful, and I'm sure that you find people who talk to about it being therapeutic, pandemic or not.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that we all, regardless of where we're coming from or anything, like, we all deserve to have our hands in the soil if we want that. Absolutely.
You're listening to All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. This is our spring membership drive. Remember that listener support is the most important part of our budget. So please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or call us 866-897-9678. We have two great thank you gifts to tell you about this hour.
For a membership of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120, you can get the Hori Hori Classic Gardening Tool. This tool was first used in Japan. It has a rounded top and serrated sides, making it ideal for scooping, digging, and pulling weeds. We'll tell you more about this gift throughout the program, but you can get one when you support public radio, and you'll be supporting the programming you count on at the same time while getting a thank you gift for $10 a month. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. We also want to invite you to a very special event. It is a workshop led by our guest today, Katie Carey. Learn how to grow more food in your backyard. This organic vegetable garden workshop will be on Tuesday, May 13th at 6 p.m. It includes 2 hours of helpful information to help you start and maintain a vegetable garden. The workshop is for beginners and intermediate gardeners who want to grow their own fruits, vegetables, and herbs close to home, with a special focus on raised bed gardening. And for a gift of $15 a month, you and a guest can attend this event. That's $15 a month, or you can make a one-time gift of $180. So give now and secure your seats. It's a WOSU Public Media exclusive member-only event. Again, this class is on Tuesday evening, May 13th at 6 o'clock. It'll be here at the WOSU headquarters in our Ross Community Studio. Come and join Katie. I'll be there too. And we're going to learn together how to select a location and a layout for your garden. We'll learn soil science basics. We'll plan a garden to maximize your yield every season, and so much more. Don't miss this exclusive class just for WOSU members. Now, you have to give now during this hour to secure your seat. And remember, it's you and a guest, so you'll have a wonderful time. Trust me, you don't want to miss this event. It's 2 tickets for $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180. WOSU is going to provide refreshments and free parking. So give now and join us. It'll be a great evening with me, Katie, and just a bunch of WOSU members who also love gardening. And your gift supports public radio. If you listen to All Sides with Amy Jurevich every day, then we're asking you to support the programs that you value. You listen to the station because you know you can trust what you hear when you hear news on this station. So we're asking you to make a gift of support and make this drive a great success. Call us now, 866-897-9678, or give at WOSU.org. $15 a month to get access to this event, WOSU.org, or 866-897-9678. So we mentioned it a couple of times. The focus is raised bed gardening. What's a raised bed?
Yeah. So a raised bed typically is a box that sits on the ground. So some folks get kind of mixed up and say, wait, is it on legs? Like kind of what you'd see on a patio.
Not a table.
Yeah. It's not a table. Yeah. No. So we call a raised bed. It's something that sits on the ground. The bottom is open to the soil underneath. And we tend to kind of lean towards that style of vegetable gardening specifically because for so many reasons. So the first is that we have an opportunity to select our soil. Soil is one of the most important key parts of especially growing vegetables. They're a little bit more fussy than some of the natives that we might enjoy in our gardens. So we can select our own soil. And that's a huge bonus.
So you're saying to do a raised bed because you can kind of box it off from the rest of your yard. Is that basically what we're doing?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. Yeah, you're kind of creating its own little home for those vegetables.
And then you can control the soil better, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. So tell me about that idea of not just using what your backyard has to offer.
Yeah, so, you know, soils come in all different kinds of shapes and sizes. And here in Ohio, we are blessed with a particularly clayey soil and lots of vegetables and fruits. I mean, tomatoes and carrots. And if you've ever tried to grow a carrot in the ground, sometimes you'll see they'll come out pretty stubby and not do so well. Having the capacity and ability to choose our own soil with those raised beds just gives it a leg up and really gives them the best possible nutrients and home possible.
So at my house in our backyard, we have one raised bed garden, right? And we can fit, you know, several different things in it. It's not huge, but it's manageable, I would say, for a family that has two working parents and two kids, right? But each year, we built it during the pandemic, right? We were one of those. I did not make any sourdough, but we, you know, my father-in-law is actually a master gardener. You mentioned that. And so he came and built it. I will not pretend that I did. But but we have had a lot of great success with tomatoes. great success with tomatoes, but we have struggled with peppers. Mm. And they're right next to each other. Is that weird?
No, it's not weird at all.
Am I messing it up because I put them next to each other?
You're not messing it up at all. No. Peppers tend to just take a very long time to fruit, from what I have found. Is that your experience?
Yeah, we got dozens upon dozens upon dozens of tomatoes last year and one pepper.
Yeah. They also, we call them heavy feeders. So they tend to prefer a little bit more nutrients than our other friends in the garden. So we will we call it side dressing. And it's just where we're adding lumps of compost and sometimes organic fertilizer next to the plants, kind of almost as a mulch. And it can give them a little boost throughout the year as well.
Okay. So tell me about the soil. Am I supposed to be changing it out every year when I freshen my garden?
Oh, I love this question. No, it should not be hard at all. No. So you should not have to change it out unless you have significant soil issues and something else is going on. So we use the premium blend organic mix from Price Farms Organics. That's the garden and soil that goes in all of our garden installations. And we just top it off with compost every year. So if you start with a good soil, you shouldn't need to take it out. That is back-breaking labor. We definitely don't want you to be doing that. We just kind of top it off with some compost, top it off with a little bit of organic amendment, and on we go.
Yeah, we happen to have our own compost bin. But if you don't have a compost bin, when you say top it off with compost, what do people do if they don't have one?
Yeah, so you can get it at the store, of course. We tend to prefer to source ours locally. So we're so blessed with really great soil companies here in Columbus. I mentioned Price Farms Organics already, but if you go to like City Folks Farm Shop, which is in the kind of central Clintonville area, a lot of folks love that space as well. They have bags of Zoo Brew compost. It's a cult classic for many gardeners in Columbus. Yeah, there's all kinds of options.
Okay, so if we are starting from scratch, you know, maybe we're looking at our backyard and we're trying to decide where to put this garden. What if, you know, we decide, okay, we want to do a raised bed garden and we know we want to put it somewhere in our backyard. Are we looking for full sun? Are we looking for shade? Are we looking for what's the perfect area?
Yeah. So when we go to do consultations with people in their homes, and we do one-on-one garden consultations to help people get set up with vegetable gardens as well, we're looking for a checklist of things for the garden spot. Rarely there is the perfect spot, so we're kind of looking for the closest thing. The first and most important thing is we're looking for full sun. And if you are just starting out,
Full sun all day or full?
Full sun all day.
Okay.
So there's various ways that you can start to kind of quote unquote measure this or figure it out. One thing that I will sometimes assign folks to do or recommend that they do in my classes is make what's called a sun map. So pick a day where you're home all day, you're doing house chores, you're kind of, you know,
What time of year are we measuring?
Usually between spring and fall. So the ideal is like between spring equinox and fall equinox.
Okay.
Because the sun changes so much throughout the year. You know, it tends to dip further into the horizon, further into the year we get. Past June, right?
Okay, so we picked a day, maybe late spring. We're in our house all day. What are we doing?
Yes, and you're standing and you're getting a full picture of your backyard. You can just take a photo with your phone just about every hour if you can help it, and then go through those photos and pay it. It has to be a sunny day too.
Yeah.
Pay attention to where those sunspots are and start to kind of quote unquote measure out where the sun is in your backyard, and you should be able to tell.
Okay. So we're looking for the most sun possible. Is that the key here?
Yeah, definitely the key there. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you have big trees in your backyard and you're like, man, I just don't know if I have enough sun here. Typically, we're measuring for at least 6 hours for most leafy green vegetables and at least 8 hours for stuff that fruits. So tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, now I'm thinking my peppers are in the shadow of the tomatoes, and maybe that's why they didn't.
That certainly could be it. Yes. Another tip is to plant tall stuff like tomatoes on kind of more the northern side of the garden, if you can help it. Corn, okra, tomatoes, that can all go on the north side.
Duly noted. We plant tomatoes first. I don't know, because they're the most exciting, I guess. I don't know.
So, of course.
This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about creating a backyard vegetable garden with Katie Carey, owner and founder of Columbus Foodscapes. I want to say thank you to Megan Gilbert from Dublin and also Barbara Manti Smith from Newark. And thank you, Linda Spohn from Worthington. Thank you for your gifts of support. And we want to hear from you right now. Make a gift in support of All Sides this hour. This hour is all about gardening, so thank you for joining us for our spring membership drive. We want to invite you to a special event. $15 a month as a sustainer will get you two tickets to a WOSU Public Media exclusive vegetable garden workshop with our guest today, Katie Carey. At this event, you will learn how to grow more food in your backyard. Join us on Tuesday, May 13th at 6 p.m. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience just for WOSU members. It's $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180 to get tickets to this event. It's two tickets. So you can bring a friend, bring your mom, bring your dad. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. The event is at the WOSU headquarters and includes free parking and refreshments. We're actually going to have a sort of salad bar of sorts with lots of different salads to get you into the gardening mood. And at this workshop, you'll learn everything you need to know to have a successful vegetable garden. We'll learn about fruits, herbs, and vegetables. This class is good for beginners and intermediate gardeners. Katie will teach you about selecting the best soil. We will discuss raised bed versus in-ground gardening, and you'll learn to maximize your yield every season. So if you want to start a garden or fix up your vegetable garden, this is the perfect event for you. Two tickets for $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180 at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Now, the workshop also includes some take-home materials, such as a month-by-month planning calendar, a list of the top 100 perennials, and a planting guide. Plus, our event will feature a Q&A session as well, so you can ask all the questions that, like, I'm asking questions of Katie today. Don't miss this event. Bring a friend, bring your partner, bring your mom. This event is right after Mother's Day. So what a great Mother's Day gift. A gardening workshop and a public radio membership. Public radio is for the lifelong learner. It's for people who chase their curiosity. Do you learn something new every time you listen to NPR and WOSU? We're taking learning to the next level by offering a hands-on class that will be fun and educational. $15 a month gets you two tickets to this exclusive event. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Secure your seats now. We are listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. We count on listeners like you to give during these membership drives. In return, we bring you news and information that you can trust, and we bring it each and every day. All Sides is here for you every morning at 10, talking about what's going on in Central Ohio. We have in-depth, thoughtful conversations, and we can do that because we are listener-supported. Make that gift now at WOSU.org or call us at 866-897-9678. And I want to say thank you to Eric Gibson in Columbus. Thank you, Eric, for your support today. Now, Katie Carey, owner and founder of Columbus Foodscapes, I mentioned just a moment ago you could bring your partner to this event. Do you ever have instances where one partner is saying, I want a garden, and the other one is reluctant? Do you think you could bring someone along if they're the reluctant gardener and bring them to this event?
Oh, I would say so, yes. For me, I think gardening, it should be a source of joy. I certainly work with plenty of couples where one person says, but what about my lawn? And the other person says, but let's feed the bees or let's feed ourselves. And, you know, it's always a bit of a compromise. But yeah, if you are somebody who is reluctant but open to being inspired, I would say this is a really terrific event to jump into.
Now, home gardening, I would think to create the raised bed garden, you have to put some money in up front. You know, you need to buy the wood, buy the soil and that kind of thing. But can home gardening sometimes be cheaper in the long run, depending on what you grow?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, my company focuses a little bit more on raised bed gardening just because it's great for beginners. And a lot of people tend to prefer that, especially in city spaces. Mm-hmm. However, you certainly can still garden in ground. And we do install those types of gardens and work with folks in those kinds of gardens as well. We just have to give a little more TLC to the soil typically. But yeah, in the long run, I mean, certainly if we're using like prefab raised beds, for example, are always a great solution. If you have it over many years and we're growing really high value things like herbs and lettuces and salad greens, things that can be pretty expensive at the grocery store, certainly it'll come out in the wash.
Now, the trend of people looking for healthier options, you know, their own version of farm to table, they want to stay away from foods that are highly processed with chemical additives. Are you hearing that from a lot of people who are like, I want to know where my food is coming from?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And one of the things that I love about gardening is that it works so in symphony with so many other goals that we might have in our life. So just to give you an example, I work with people who want to get more connected to their backyard. there's a garden for that. You know, I work with people who want to get a little bit more exercise. They want to exercise and have it be fun and productive. There's a garden for that. You know, and for people who are looking to get healthier and who are excited about, you know, wanting to eat more fruits and vegetables, but maybe aren't always excited about the selection at the grocery store, I guarantee you that when you grow your own carrot, your own tomato, even your own eggplant, which is not my favorite vegetable, you'll be really excited about enjoying it in your kitchen.
Oh, I love a good eggplant. Oh, the poor eggplant. So, and also, it's, I mean, have you talked to people, it's a great way to get kids involved. I can speak from experience. My kids love picking tomatoes because they love, you know, I have to like stop them and be like, that one's not quite red enough yet.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I work with clients who say it's been a huge blessing when their kids are kind of bouncing off the wall to say, just go find a snack in the yard, you know, and just send them out and go eat raspberries and carrots and things like that. My background actually originally was in youth gardening. And so I worked with kids for a long time on an urban farm, teaching them how to grow food. And I was amazed. I mean, some of the kids that I was working with had never seen a vegetable out of a can, you know, not out of a can. And they were really nervous about it and scared. And something really transformative can happen when they plant the seed, tend to it, watch it grow, and then you can't keep them away from it. I had kids begging for kale salads.
That's interesting. I know this time of year must be the busiest time of year for you.
Absolutely.
This is the time to be planning your garden, right?
Yes, definitely.
So what do most people who contact you, what is the biggest question you get asked whenever they're getting started? Basically, their question is, are you available in April to come right now?
Yes, that certainly is one of the questions that I get asked. Yeah, I would say the biggest question I get asked from people is what we can do for them. So we are an installation company, and we also do education. And it's a bit unusual, right, to have a landscaping company that also focuses so much on teaching people how to maintain their own landscape. I mean, think about a lawn company teaching people to maintain their own lawns. It doesn't really exist, right? But that's kind of the nice thing about vegetable gardening, is that it's fairly unique. And so I would say the biggest question we typically get from clients right off is, what can you do for us? What can we do together?
So right now it's early April. And is it too, are we late on getting started? Tell me about like when are you, if you're doing a new raised bed garden from scratch, are we doing it right now?
We are doing it right now, but I want a PSA to everybody that you are never late in a garden. A garden is a living project. We install gardens and we plant in gardens March all the way through October. You are never late. So, you know, it may feel like that because the garden centers are ramping up, the daffodils are out, and the tulips are popping up, and I have a nest of baby bunnies in my backyard, and it's like, ah, it's happening. But you know what? You are never late. Just take a breath and, you know, dive in if and when you feel ready. This should be a joyful, exciting process.
Tell me about the difference of when you want to start something from, you know, having a tiny plant versus starting from seed.
Yes. Yeah. So different plants have different sort of requirements. At this point in the year, I would say that the spring seed starting time, where we're starting seeds indoors or in a greenhouse perhaps, and then transplanting them to the outdoors, I would say that that season has probably wrapped up a bit by now. However, there are still so many things that we can do, what's called direct sowing, which is where we're taking the seeds and then planting them directly into the garden. And we also work with some really incredible organic seedling companies here in Columbus, where you can just go and buy your seedlings and not fuss with starting them inside versus, you know, it's a bit of a process to do that. So,
yeah. This is 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides. And we are talking about gardening today with Katie Carey from Columbus Foodscapes. Thank you, Marilyn Blackwell from Columbus. Thanks, Marilyn, for your gift. And Michelle Dranick. Sorry, Michelle. We'll go. Michelle from Columbus, thank you so much for your gift of support. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides. It is our spring membership drive, which means it's time for you to support the in-depth conversations that we produce every day. You only can find this kind of news and information on public radio. This is the station you listen to, and so this is the station we're asking for you to support. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. We have a very special gift for our members today, because for this hour only, our thank you gift is for $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180. You and a guest will attend a gardening workshop to learn how to grow more food in your own backyard. This class is exclusive for WOSU members. You can only get a ticket by becoming a member today. This class is going to be so much fun. So don't wait to get your tickets. We have a limited number of tickets. We can only fit so many people in our Ross Community Studio. Go to WOSU.org and don't miss your chance. We have a limited number of tickets. So if you want to attend this workshop, make that gift and secure your tickets now. It's $15 a month for two tickets. You'll spend a fun evening with me and Katie and some awesome public radio fans, and you'll learn everything you need to know about growing fruits, vegetables, and herbs close to home with a special focus on raised bed gardening. The skills you learn will come in handy for years to come. The event is Tuesday evening, May 13th at 6 p.m. right here at the WOSU headquarters. We're located at 15th and High in the heart of Ohio State's campus. Parking will be provided. Plus, the evening includes refreshments. Make that gift now. Two tickets for a one-time gift of $180 or $15 a month as a sustainer at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Now, this class is just a few days after Mother's Day, so it would be great to bring your mom, bring your grandma. But this class is truly for anyone. We want anyone to attend, so bring your best friend, bring your dad, bring your sister, bring your brother. This class is a great gift to give the gardener in your life. Enjoy a fun evening with WOSU. And when you get your tickets, you'll be supporting public radio with your gift. It's truly a win-win. Remember that your gift is essential to the future of the station. You'll be supporting thoughtful, in-depth discussions that keep you informed and entertained. $15 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $180 at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. We also have another thank you gift this hour that we want to tell you about. $10 a month, you can get the Hori Hori Classic Gardening Tool. This tool was first used in Japan. It has a rounded top and serrated sides that make it ideal for scooping, digging, and pulling weeds. The tool is stainless steel with a comfortable walnut handle, and it's a diverse gardening tool that you can use for a lifetime. It also has a twine cutter that doubles as a bottle opener. You can see a picture of it when you make a gift at WOSU.org, or you can get it when you call 866-897-9678. This gardening tool is available for $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120. But if you want the gardening tool and you want to attend our gardening workshop, we have an option for that at $25 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $300. You can get both. Select the Backyard Garden Bundle at our website when you go to WOSU.org or call us and make your gift right now, 866-897-9678. Katie Carey, I wanted to ask you about that Hori Hori gardening tool. Are you familiar with it?
Oh, I absolutely am.
Yes. It sounds like you love it. Can you tell me about it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So we use them for all of our staff. Our whole team has a Hori Hori, and it's typically a gift that I'll give to clients if we finish an installation for them. Mm-hmm. Serrated on one edge, smooth on the other, and it replaces all of our trowels. So instead of like a gardening shovel, like a mini handheld gardening shovel, we use a Hori Hori. It just cuts through tough stuff, and it's just a much more versatile tool than a trowel.
Yeah, and I was looking at videos of it, and I mean, really, you can it's the perfect gardening tool. You can use it for everything. You don't have to have a whole bunch of other things lying around. And then you can like put it on a belt loop too, mm-hmm. and carry it around with you. Is that how do you always have it with you?
I do. I have a holster for it along with my pruners, and yeah, it's the only two things I carry with me. Exclusively on maintenance.
So. Yeah. And it originated in Japan. Is it just something that, you know, the Japanese kind of perfected? Do they have a different gardening technique than us?
They have a tendency to perfect tools, I think.
Got it.
As far as I know. Yeah. Yeah. Some people call them soil knives as well, but the Hori Hori is sort of a special brand name. Yes.
What other go-to gardening tools? So you just mentioned you have your pruners, mm-hmm. you have your Hori Hori gardening tool. What else is in your toolkit?
Yeah, so our pruners, our Hori Horis, garden twine is always particularly useful. A little bucket or a garden apron to carry things around with you so you don't drop them in the soil and forget about them. Ask me how I know.
what are you dropping that you can't find again?
Pruners. I mean, just any of our tools, yeah. but we always find them again. They always seem to show up sometime. I have to say, though, Amy, I think that there is a trend of going out and buying fancy tools, and the Hori Hori is one that really, like, I recommend the most. But the most experienced gardeners and farmers that I have been blessed to work with are people whose best tool is their attention and their presence. And, Yeah, if you want to be a good gardener, you know, there's lots of fancy ways to do it, but there's also ways to do it where it's really about your time and your attention and your tending to the space.
Do you wear a particular brand of gardening gloves when you're working?
Not necessarily. I prefer
anything
leather
will
ones because
okay.
they, yeah, we tear through them pretty fast with how many installations we do. Yeah. But yeah, I prefer a leather gardening glove, definitely.
This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about creating a backyard vegetable garden with Katie Carey, owner and founder of Columbus Foodscapes. One of the trickiest issues for all gardeners, which goes into your time and attention, you know, paying attention, is watering. How much to water, how, you know, overwatering, underwatering. What do you tell people whenever they ask you, how often do I have to water it?
Oh, yeah. It's a tricky question to ask because some years we have plenty of rain and some years, like last year, we have a drought, right?
So yeah.
I would say it differs also from space to space. I do want to share a couple of tools and tricks that I think can help with the watering situation.
Okay.
The first is drip irrigation. So these are tubes that go from the spigot on your home and they run out to your garden and then they lay on top of your garden soil in whatever bed you prefer, and they have holes in them. And essentially you can set up an automated timer so that the water is slowly dripping into your garden. What's really nice about it is if you go on vacation, as many of us do in July, if you kind of just get busy and forget about it, that watering system is still going to be put in place. And I also love it because you're not wasting as much water. Mm. Overhead watering, you're getting so much evaporation from the sun if you're watering in the heat of the day and things like that, that if you're watering right at that soil level with something like drip irrigation, you are saving a lot of water too.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the overhead watering, which that means, I'm assuming, using a hose.
Yeah,
just
using a hose
spraying
wand.
It down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you recommend, I mean, I don't know if this is an old wives' tale or whatever, but are you supposed to do it in the evening just as sun setting?
It's a good question. It's the opposite. So typically we recommend.
I figured. I'm always wrong. Go ahead.
No. It's like, oh, it's, you know, there's things that it's like, is what feels intuitive, you know, and sometimes it feels intuitive to do it in the evening because, or we think it would for whatever reason, because, you know, like, oh, the garden's going to bed and it'll soak in better overnight.
And it's been hot all day. It must need water.
Totally. Yeah. We tend to do it in the morning because plant leaves can be a bit fussy about being wet overnight. Anytime we have lots of moisture and water in our garden, sometimes we can invite disease in and pests. Mm. So we do it in the morning, keep it real close to the soil while you're watering. And then that way those leaves have a chance to dry out during the day before they go to bed at night.
Okay. So water in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to carve out an extra 10 minutes or so into your morning routine, right? And then when you water, you want to keep it low to the ground. So you're saying don't get the leaves soaking wet.
As much as you can help it. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't have to be so precious with it, but we tend to try to get it more close to the ground. There's another tool that I think might be helpful. It's a little bit less fancy than the drip irrigation, but if you're intimidated by setting something like that up, it's called an Oya. It's spelled O-Y-A or O-L-L-A. This is a porous clay pot. It's sort of like a bottleneck shape that sits inside the ground with the bottleneck sticking up. And the way that it works is you fill up this pot when you're watering every few days or every week. Mm. And then because it's porous, as the soil around it dries out, water will leach out of that pot.
Mm.
I find that it's not as consistent as drip irrigation. But what I really love about it is that if we have a couple days where we get really busy or we just kind of forget or we have some really brutally hot days in like July and August, I just think it's a good safety net. Mm. It can just help give a little bit of extra moisture if we have some really hot, dry days.
If you only have one pot, can it reach your whole garden?
I think the radius, they have it, there's different versions and typically it'll say on the websites, but the radius typically is about 3 feet wide. So if you have a larger bed, usually you'll need 3 to 4 to kind of cover that whole space.
Now, when you said for watering to try not to get the leaves, you don't have to be precious about it, but get it closer to the ground. What about things like herbs, which are in and of themselves smaller and already closer to the ground? Is it okay if we soak our basil and sage?
I would say so, yeah. Mm-hmm. They tend to be not so fussy about getting their leaves wet. The stuff that really struggles is stuff like tomatoes and cucumbers, those vining crops. So mm-hmm. any vining crops tend to not do so well.
Okay. And have you had people have the experience where they create a raised bed garden, but then some of the vining crops tend to like jump out?
Yeah, we plan them like that actually sometimes. So a part of what we do when we install gardens is we make sure to always include some kind of permanent or semi-permanent trellising structure. Mm. So there's lots of different trellis ideas and, you know, concepts out there that you can get. They're all good. The idea is just that we're trying to get those plants off the soil and get them climbing onto something else. But sometimes we'll plan gardens so that stuff will drape over the side of raised beds. Squash, nasturtiums, stuff that will just kind of cascade over and create a really pretty cottage garden look.
I don't even know what a nasturtium is. I'm sorry.
They're edible. Let me grow them for you this year.
Okay. What are they?
Yeah, they're an edible flower. They have a peppery taste. I put them on salads a lot, but they're also really great for pests.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to spell that for me later so I can Google it. I don't even know what that is. Okay. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. This is All Signs with Amy Jurevich. And you are running out of time to make a gift this hour. It's our spring membership drive, and we're talking about a very special event exclusive for WOSU Public Media members. Make a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180, and you'll get two tickets to our backyard vegetable garden workshop. We have a limited number of tickets, so make that gift now. It can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card each month if you choose to be a $15 monthly giver. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And if you've been giving at $10 a month for a while, maybe you can consider increasing your gift right now to $15 a month. You'll get two tickets to our special workshop, and your support will go even further in the months to come to support WOSU Public Media. This event is Tuesday evening, May 15th at 6 p.m. You'll participate in a class led by our guest this hour, Katie Carey, an organic gardening consultant and the owner and founder of Columbus Foodscapes. May 13th is just a few days after Mother's Day, so this class would make an excellent Mother's Day gift, but the class is also a great opportunity to maybe bring your partner, your roommate, your spouse. Get them on board with your gardening ideas by having them listen to Katie's class. And I'm sure we have some wannabe gardeners out there listening right now. This class is a great place to start. It includes 2 hours of helpful information to help you start and maintain a vegetable garden. The workshop is for beginners and intermediate gardeners who want to grow their own fruits and vegetables and herbs close to home, with a special focus on raised bed gardening. For $15 a month, you and a guest can attend the event. That's $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180. Give now and secure your seats at this exclusive event just for 89.7 NPR News members. And again, this class is on Tuesday evening, May 13th. It's at 6 p.m. It's at the WOSU headquarters in our Ross Community Studio. Join Katie, and I'll be there too, and we are going to learn together how to select a location and a layout for your garden. We'll learn some basic soil science. We'll plan the garden to maximize our yield for every season, and so much more. Don't miss this exclusive class just for WOSU members. Our event also includes refreshments and free parking. So make that gift of $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180 and get two tickets so you can bring a friend. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You're running out of time this hour to get your tickets to this class. And if you listen to All Sides every day, then you know this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. Every Monday morning, you hear our reporter roundtable, and you hear straight from newsmakers from all sides of the aisle. We have locally focused talk shows that are locally focused on Central Ohio and on issues that are important to you. If having that on the radio each and every day is important to you, make a gift to this station. It's a great time to give now because we have a limited number of tickets to this event. Make your gift before the hour ends. You are running out of time. Two tickets to our gardening event for $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180. Give at WOSU.org. Call 866-897-9678. We also have a gardening tool, and we offer that as a thank you gift at $10 a month. It's the Hori Hori Classic Gardening Tool, which was first used in Japan. It has a rounded top and a serrated side and then a straight edge side to make it the ideal tool for scooping, digging, and pulling weeds. The tool is stainless steel with a comfortable walnut handle, and it's a very diverse gardening tool. You can use it for a lifetime. It also has a stainless steel belt clips for easy carrying and accessibility. You can see a picture of it when you make a gift at $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. And if you would like the gardening tool and you want to attend our gardening workshop, you can make that gift of $25 a month or a one-time gift of $300 to get both. All you have to do is select Backyard Garden Bundle at our website at WOSU.org. Or make a gift at 866-897-9678. Now, I wanted to ask you about some unusual things, unusual edibles. You mentioned one just a few minutes ago when you're planning your garden. So magnolias, they're edible?
Yeah, they sure are. And I brought you some magnolia syrup today. So we just made a simple syrup that's infused with magnolia petals. And it has sort of a gingery, almost peppery taste to it. It's really delightful.
So you teaching people. So when you're talking about magnolias, you don't mean the tree.
I do mean the tree.
You do mean the tree.
Oh,
so
I
we're
do.
Putting a magnolia tree in our vegetable garden.
Yeah. So typically, I mean, there's different sort of schools of thoughts, right? And because we're working with trees as well, we tend to have them in a fairly separate space from things like a raised bed vegetable garden, mm-hmm. just because, you know, eventually they will shade spaces out at
yeah.
some point. I think magnolias are beautiful. They are just painting the whole city right now with their pink blossoms, and they're not hard to find. So you do not have to wait, you know, 8 years from now when you plant a magnolia tree in your backyard to go find them. I just go find them.
What are some other unusual edibles that you like to try to talk people into planting? People like me who are skeptical and are like,
yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So one of my favorites is figs. Mm. Have you ever had a fig in general?
Yes, in general, I've had a fig.
Yes, yes. They're delicious. And from your backyard, they are more delicious than you could ever imagine. Mm. We can grow figs in our backyards. And they also are just a fabulous ornamental. They're so beautiful. They have these big lobed leaves that just are so Mediterranean. So I like to put them near patios to kind of give this oasis-y feel. They're really lovely.
How do you handle when people ask you about keeping pests away, you know, if we're worried about insect issues?
Yeah, you know, it depends on the pest. Mm-hmm. But the first thing I tend to tell people is that if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So I say, a lot of folks come to me and say, hey, if I plant marigolds interplanted, will it keep aphids away or whatever it might be?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, go to town, try it. But there are a few tried and true things that we can do first to set us up with a great foundation. So really good sun, really good soil. And we've talked about this hour what those things kind of mean roughly.
So bad bugs like the shade and and wetness.
Yeah, yeah, wetness, the shade. Yeah. I mean, disease and pests will always attack weaker plants. So the things that we can do, like, you know, give them really good soil and put them in good sun to keep them really healthy, those will tend to keep pests away. Some pests just really, really love certain plants. So just to give you an example, we tend to see lots of aphids on our brassica plants. So these are things like broccoli, kale, collards, cabbage loppers, that kind of thing. And for those kind of pests, we tend to use insect netting, which are these hoops that go over the garden space like a little greenhouse. Usually we'll just section off those plants by themselves, throw insect netting over it, and they tend to be pretty pest-free from that point forward.
So once you see them, you can still save it by getting this insect
netting? I would say it is definitely a before-you-see-them kind of situation.
Oh.
We tend to put it right as soon as we plant them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you know you're going to plant these things, then you just you go ahead of time. You're like, we need to put this netting over top of these particular ones.
Yes, definitely. Another thing you can do is to plant anything from what's called the umbilifer family. So the dill family. Those umbilifer flowers attract parasitic wasps. It sounds a little scary, but you really want them in your garden because they can eat some of those pests like aphids. I had a huge...
So wait, if we plant dill, we'll get these scary sounding wasps, then they will eat the things that we don't like.
Yes.
Okay.
But the wasps are not so scary. They're not like the wasps that you have, you know, nesting in the side of your house or your kid's playground. They're not those kinds of wasps.
Okay. Okay. What about deer and rabbits? How do we keep them away?
Yes. Rabbits are simple. Typically, taller structures or some kind of netting over it will do. Deer are a little bit trickier. Really, the only tried and true thing that we can do to keep deer out is a 6 to 8 foot fence.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you need a fence around it. Otherwise, the deer are going to figure out a way in.
Absolutely. Do you have a deer problem in your space?
I have a high fence, so I do not.
There you go.
But we do have a little tiny hole in our fence between our fence and our garage, which we could easily fix if we just put something there. But you know.
I do know.
I know where the hole is. But so we get rabbits sometimes.
Yeah.
But, so no deer. We have a high fence. But the rabbit issue is a thing. We can see little nibbles from time to time.
Yeah. And that netting issue will help with that as well.
Or I could just fix the one little hole.
Or you can fix the hole.
You're learning some insights into me.
We all have those little projects. I totally understand.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, it's just a small hole, and the rabbits like it from time to time. We don't always see them, so I'm like, oh, I don't think they live there. They just visit. Does that make sense?
Totally, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's garden cloches might be a good fit, or insect netting. Putting those things over will help.
This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. This is our spring membership drive. I want to say thanks to P. Jean T. from Hilliard. Thank you for your gift of support. And we have about 10 minutes remaining in the hour, so we would love to hear from 10 more people to make this hour a great success. And those 10 people, plus their 10 guests, we would love to have them join us for our special event. So give now before the hour ends. You have 10 minutes remaining. We want to hear from 10 people to join us for our event and also to make this drive a great success. But we'd love to hear from anyone in any amount that you'd like to give just to support this programming. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides, All Things Considered, and Morning Edition. These programs are paid for with listener support. The local news coverage that you depend on, local shows like this one, All Sides with Amy Jurevich, are only possible with listener support. In return for your membership, we have a great gift that we're offering: 2 tickets to an exclusive WOSU member-only event, a backyard garden workshop. 2 tickets, that's you and a guest, for $15 a month as a sustainer, or a one-time gift of $180. Give now at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And give before the hour ends. We're down to 9 minutes remaining. We're looking to hear from 10 people. This class is Tuesday evening, May 13th at 6 p.m. at the WOSU headquarters. During the event, you will learn how to start and troubleshoot in your organic vegetable garden and have it in your own backyard. The 2-hour event will be led by Katie Carey, the owner of Columbus Foodscapes. She is a master at teaching people to grow their own fruits, vegetables, and herbs. She will have a special focus on raised bed gardening, and the class will include take-home materials like a month-by-month planting calendar and a guide on how to make a planting plan. Planting plan. I'm going to say that 3 times fast. Yes. Don't miss this class. It's exclusive to WOSU members, and you can give right now to secure your seat. You will give your gift. You'll secure a seat. You'll get 2 seats so you can bring a friend. You and a guest are going to have a wonderful time. Don't miss out. It's 2 tickets for $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180. And WOSU is also going to provide refreshments. We're going to have a salad bar, lots of salads to get you into the gardening mood. And also we have free parking. Tickets to this event are limited. You're running out of time to get a spot in this class. Support All Sides right now and get a great experience. And as a regular listener to All Sides, you know that we cover a diverse range of topics. Every Monday is the Weekly Reporter Roundtable, and you hear about the latest bills moving through the State House. Recently, we aired a season of Untangled, where we take a complicated issue and untangle it for you. We'll explain it in detail. The most recent series was Untangled Caregiving, where we talked about the complicated elder care system, how to navigate it, and how to care for the caregiver. Shows like Untangled from All Sides and shows like this one go in-depth. They give you thoughtful coverage. If you appreciate this kind of journalism, make a gift now. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. We're hoping to hear from 10 more people, and we just heard from Pamela Odina from Columbus, so 9 more to go. Thank you for your gift, Pamela. 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. We have about 7 minutes left. We can meet this goal when we hear from you right now. Now, Katie, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about different hacks for home gardeners. Do you follow on social media? There's always all kinds of hacks coming out. Have you ever heard of any weird ones that actually work?
Oh, I think there's all kinds of hacks. I mean, I'm trying to think of strange ones that I've seen that have actually worked. Have you seen any that you were curious about?
Well, what about homemade fertilizer? You know, there's all kinds of hacks of what you can throw into your fertilizer. What can you actually put in there? Eggshells, coffee grounds, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The best homemade fertilizer is homemade compost, which is, you know, taking your food scraps, just like you said, your coffee grounds, your egg scraps, eggshells, all those sorts of things. Broccoli stems, and adding them with typically some kind of, call it carbon material. So it's a fancy word for saying paper. I mean, you know, paper, egg cartons ripped up to shreds, new cardboard boxes ripped up to shreds. Mix it all together in some kind of container, and things will rot no matter what. So whether or not you're helping facilitate that, it will help sort of break down and add nutrients back into the soil.
I saw another hack about like pest control, and it said to use cayenne pepper.
I've heard that one. I haven't tried it personally myself, but I have heard about that one too. I've heard it can help keep squirrels away as well.
What about just using plain old soapy water?
Yeah, you know, soapy water we have used for soft-bodied insects. That's kind of like where we tend to use soapy water. Again, though, I tend to steer away from some of those some of those hacks, so to speak, and like kind of tend to steer more towards like the tried and true, keeping plants healthy, gardening in this way that's organic, and, you know, covering them if we need to, interplanting so that there's lots of diversity in the space, and plants will tend to thrive in those kinds of conditions.
We're still hoping to hear from 9 more people. We have 5 minutes left in the hour. Give us a call right now. Oh, and thank you to Betsy Loeb. See, that's how fast it can happen right now. Betsy Loeb in Columbus. 8 more to go. We can meet this goal when we hear from you. I know people are going online right now to WOSU.org. They're calling 866-897-9678. Don't wait. Give now. You have 4 minutes remaining in the hour, and we can get 8 more and make this hour a great success. Help make this entire membership drive a success when you support public radio today. I wanted to ask you quickly, we said at the event, you're going to also give out a planting calendar. What is that? What does that involve?
Yeah, so it's a month by month planting calendar. One of the biggest errors I see new gardeners especially making is not quite planting things at quite the right time or quite the right season. Sometimes new gardeners will plant everything all at once in May.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that? Whoops.
Yeah. That's what I'm here to help with. Yeah, sometimes it can have success. You know, sometimes if we have a cooler May, you can have success. We've been getting hotter and hotter springs. So we are starting to plant as early as early March, and we're planting cool season crops first, things like radishes and kale and leafy greens. And that month by month planting calendar can just help you go, okay, it's March. What am I planting in my garden? It's April. What am I planting in my garden? And so on, just to give you a really, really good idea of what to do and have some confidence there.
And can you also keep planting throughout the summer, like maybe even in August and September? Can you plant things?
Yeah. So we even do a fall season. I harvested kale on Christmas Eve last year. So we continue planting all the way into October, and then we can extend that season all the way into the winter as well.
This is our spring membership drive. You're running out of time. Only a few minutes left to make your gift today. Don't wait. Give right now. This hour, we're offering a thank you gift at $15 a month as a sustainer, 2 tickets for a WOSU Public Media exclusive backyard vegetable garden workshop with Katie Carey from Columbus Foodscapes. Join us on Tuesday, May 13th at 6 p.m. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience just for WOSU members. It's $15 a month as a sustainer, and you will get 2 tickets or make a one-time gift of $180. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We only have a few minutes remaining, and we're still looking to hear from 8 more people to join us for this event. Make this hour a great success. During this workshop, we are going to learn everything you need to know to start or fix up your vegetable garden. We'll also learn about herbs and fruits too, and become a member of the station, and you can surprise a friend with a ticket to this great event, or surprise your mom. You know, this event is just a few days after Mother's Day. What a great gift to attend this workshop with your mom, with your best friend, bring your sister. Everyone is welcome. It's $15 a month as a sustainer, or a one-time gift of $180. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Perhaps you listen to All Sides often. If you do, then you know we work hard to bring you a diverse range of topics. From the news of the day to long-term trends, you know you're going to hear it all on this show. And our goal over time is to bring you all sides of the issues that matter to you. This is something that only happens on public radio. Support local programming today with your gift. And you can give right now and secure your spot in the special gardening workshop. Parking is provided. We will have refreshments, and your gift supports public radio. So again, that's $15 a month for two tickets to this event or a one-time gift of $180. Make this drive a great success when you give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This is listener-supported WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus. And Katie Carey, owner and founder of Columbus Foodscapes, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
And we can't wait to see you at our event. And we want to see you at our event, listeners. Give now at WOSU.org. You can also give $10 a month and you can get the Hori Hori Classic Gardening Tool. It's a great tool for scooping, digging, and pulling weeds. You can see that at our website at $10 a month. You can also give at $25 a month and get the gardening tool and come to our event. So you'll select the Backyard Garden Bundle at our website. That's WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This is your last chance in order to secure your tickets to this event. Give right now and support public radio. Come to this workshop. 866-897-9678. Go to our website right now at WOSU.org. Thank you for listening and thanks for your support.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House is defending the president's tariffs plans as a necessary restructuring of the U.S. economy, even as the markets react.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube, but what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.